Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams. Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman. Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to the City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Agenda item 1271, accept staff report and recommendation and order of council for Calcano Measure 49 claim.
Please proceed.
I'm Sarah Radley with the Bureau of Development Services. I'm representing Chris Durth, the Measure 37, Measure 49 program manager today. So we're here today to hear the Calcano family claim, and that's PR05-117098. The City Council previously heard this claim in August of 2005, and at that time the claim was granted. Measure 49 requires that all approved claims be revisited under the new regulations under Measure 49, and that's why we're here today, is to revisit that. So the Calcano property is in the St. John's neighborhood, and you can see it's there on the red square near the St. John's Bridge. Specifically, it's on the corner of Burlington and North Edison. It's made up of two properties. Both, one is 10,000, one is slightly under 10,000 square feet. Each property has an existing house located on it at this time. The claim was brought by the Augustine L. Calcano Family LLC. Again, the address is on North Edison, 8522 and 8506 to 8514. And the regulations challenged were the change in the zoning from the RH, which was a high-density residential zone, to the R1, which is a medium-density residential zone. And this change occurred through the St. John's Lombard Plan, which was adopted in 2004. So prior to that plan, in 2004, the zoning on the property was RH, which didn't have a specific density, but it did have a maximum FAR of 4:1, so it was a higher density zone. In 2004, the property, as you can see here, labeled parcel 1 and 2, was rezoned to R1D, which has a maximum density of 1 unit per 1,000 square feet. In 2005, when the council first made a decision on this claim, the claim was granted to not apply the R1 zoning on the subject property and allow the property owner to develop the property to the previous RH zoning regulations. Under Measure 37, which this was approved under, there were no limitations on whether it was single dwelling or multi-dwelling zone, which you'll hear is different under Measure 49. So Measure 49 has a number of sections that have to be addressed for the claim. The claim has to be, or the claimant has to be an owner of the property, which in this case is true. The Calcanos do own the property. All owners have to consent to the claim, and that has occurred. Properties within the UGB, again, that's true. The dwellings were allowed at the time of purchase, and at the time of purchase it was an RH zone, so it would have allowed a greater density. The property is zoned for residential use. Again, that's been met. And then F is one or more land use regulations prohibit establishing single-family dwellings. And in this case, the properties are multi-dwelling zoned, and so they do not meet this F section of Measure 49. And that section goes on. Oops. G is, it's not exempt. The regulation that's been challenged is not exempt under Measure 49 for public health and safety, which it's not. It was a change in the density. The challenge regulations was enacted after the subject property was brought into the UGB, and it was. Metro regulations, which are not applicable. The challenge regulations were adopted after the subject property was annexed into the city. The property was annexed into the city some time ago, well before 2004. And then K, the challenge regulation reduced the fair market value of the property according to an appraisal conducted as required by Measure 49. So this is the second section that isn't met by the Calcanos claim. They did not submit an appraisal to document that the fair market value had been reduced. And the appraisal has to address that the highest and best use of the property was residential at the time of acquisition. So the conclusion is that the Calcano Family LLC is not eligible for Measure 49 relief under Section 9.5 and 9.8 because the claim is not for single-family dwellings. It's for multifamily development. And the claimant did not submit the required appraisal, which includes or is required to include the proof of highest and best use. And so the recommendation is to deny the Calcano Measure 49 claim. And I would just add that staff, both Chris Durth and myself, met with the Calcanos recently to talk to them further about what they might be allowed to develop on their property given existing zoning, and we did discuss some of those options, and they are here today to testify on the claim.
Questions?
I just had a question. In terms of what they can develop currently, could you just let me, could you tell me a little bit more about the kind of senior housing that they could develop at that site?
Yeah, the R1 zone, just sort of the base zone, would allow them to develop 19 units on their property. Just straight out 19 units, one unit per 1,000, and they have just under 20,000 square feet, so they could do 19. I think their minimum is 13, their maximum is 19. In addition, the code has a special section that allows additional density beyond that if you're doing it to designate it for elderly and or disabled housing. And those units have to meet certain requirements for accessibility and sort of aging in place, that kind of thing. But otherwise, they can go further, provided they're within the parameters of the height setback, those other sort of development standards. So they would be allowed additional density, and there's no cap. It's the cap's really going to be the development standards that limit how tall the development goes or how far it is from the property line.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Other questions? Thank you. Do we have someone sign up to testify on this?
We do. We have Augustine Calcano.
Bear with me. I just had a stroke 3 months ago, and I'm just barely getting around. My name is Augustine L. Calcano. Been here before on Measure 37. You were kind, and I first want to thank you for this meeting, allowing us to wait the 2 weeks or whatever we asked for. We're here mainly today to get it on record that when we bought the property 25 years ago or whenever, we bought it for our retirement. Being in the real estate business, we had an office in St. John's. I've been living there all my life. I was born and raised there. There's no pension plan, so either you plan for something when you get older or you're just looking at Social Security, and it's kind of hard to get by nowadays. So when, you know, after all these years that you hold on to something hoping for to receive something on your retirement situation that you got, the city gave us back the property zoning. We never asked for any money. We just wanted our zoning, what we paid for. Now they're taking it away again. I mean, how many times can you turn the other cheek? I mean, good Lord says turn the other cheek, but we turned it twice. And now we're getting hit again, first by 37 and now by 49. In this great United States of America, are we taking care of our elderly, or senior citizens? There's a great demand for rentals out there. We have a few, my wife and I have some rentals out there, and the vacancy factor is zero. And there's a lot of older people that can't afford $1,200, $1,500 a month rentals. So they need some type of housing that is affordable to our senior citizens. And you're two blocks to Cathedral Park, of course, and you're two blocks to the river. It's ideal, two blocks to town. But if that's not meant to be, I guess it's not that meant to be. I don't know what to say anymore, because we're just here today to see if we can save a little bit of our retirement. That's why we're down here talking with you people to see if anything can be done along those lines. Nobody's going to build 80 units on there, even if we got our zoning back. That's not logical. But 40 or 45 units would probably fit in there pretty darn good. We already had somebody looking at it. And two stories. We don't have to go 75 feet up the air like the zoning would allow us with the RH zoning. We're willing to work with the Planning Commission and the Council if they're willing to work with us, but that remains to be seen, I guess. So that's about all I have to say. Thank you very much for your time.
So maybe you could wait there a second, because I'm a little confused. I don't know if the rest of the council is or not, but maybe, Sarah, you could come up and help me a little bit. Because I thought the issue was whether or not he could have a single-family dwelling there or, as he's applied for, multiple dwellings. But in the exchange with Commissioner Fish, you said that there was an ability, even under the current zoning, for him to have a multifamily project for seniors?
Yes, that's true. As I understand the Calcanos, and I hope they'll correct me if I get it wrong, but their original plan under the RH zoning was potentially to do a larger building that one of the components would be elderly and disabled housing.
Larger than what's allowed.
Than what's allowed now, potentially. Now there's a maximum height of 45 feet. I'm not sure. It used to be 75 feet under the RH, and I'm not sure where that, you know, potentially they would want to be higher than the 45 feet. I'm not sure if the 45 feet would meet their needs. But they would still be allowed to do the elderly and disabled housing, as we discussed earlier in response to Mr. Fish's question. And it would be in addition to their density of 19 units. And we have talked with the Calcanos about that. So we may be talking about the difference between the height of 45 and the 75-foot height.
Okay. So it isn't really that he is restricted only to building a single-family dwelling. The current zoning would allow a 45-foot high building, and then you have some flexibility if he chooses to have that dedicated to seniors and disabled to maybe
right.
higher or
he,
more
he,
of an FAR or what?
The property actually is R1, so it can be multi-dwelling development. He could build apartments there or condos there or row houses. They could be on separate lots, individual row houses on separate lots or more of a big complex. Some of those units could be just regular, anyone can live there. Some of those units could be the elderly and disabled housing. They could, you know, mix and match however they wanted to, provided that the regular units didn't exceed 19 units for the total 20,000 square foot site. So it's still a pretty high density zone. It's just not as high as it was before.
It used to be. And the 19 would even be more, as I understand your explanation, if he dedicated to seniors and disabled.
Yes.
Do we know how much more? Or is there some?
There's no limit. The units, you know, if the units are smaller, then, you know, if you did 500 square foot units, as many as you can fit in there, you could fit in there. There's
into
no
that
maximum.
Into the 45 foot height restriction.
Right.
I see.
Right.
And have you explained that to Mr. Clark?
Yeah, we met with them recently and we talked about that. And we also talked about another option, which is a bonus density option that allows just regular, not in the elderly and disabled, but beyond the regular 19 units, it allows you as many, it would allow them as many as 28 units if they provided certain features that the code allows, like if you provide 3-bedroom units and storage and children's play areas, and you get to choose from this menu of options that bump your density up if you're creating these sort of family-friendly living units. So that's another option that we did talk about with them.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Commissioner Leonard, I appreciate that exchange, because I think another thing that I want to say is that regardless of how this is addressed today, as the housing commissioner, we have a very strong interest in promoting some senior housing in that community. Mm-hmm. And we would commit to working with Mr. Calcano. By the way, there's two errors in my little notes here. One says you're in your 80s, sir. I think that overstates it by about 25 years.
No, I'm
the
sorry.
Second is you've had some health issues, and you've had a remarkable recovery. So I would say God bless you. But we have a strong interest in we have a strong interest here in promoting the senior housing, and as housing commissioner, we would be delighted to work with the family to help make that happen.
Great, that's helpful. Thank you.
There's only one problem: is that if the numbers don't work on 19 units, the numbers won't work out for the banks. If you can't borrow money from the banks, you're not going to be able to build it.
But as I understood the explanation, Mr. Calcano, if you built senior housing, you could build more than 19 units.
Yes.
And if you built housing that was consistent with some of the family-friendly goals of the city, you could even build more than the 19 units as well, even though they weren't dedicated. Did the staff talk to you about that?
Well, yes, but I didn't quite understand. If you put playgrounds and kids in there, what are we talking, seniors? Are we talking young people?
Well, I mean, you can do either or. I mean, what I heard was you have some options, and that is actually the bureau I'm responsible for. And I would, in addition to Commissioner Fish's willingness to work with you, I'd be happy to work with you as well on making sure we get somebody to, in as clear a way as possible, explain what your maximum options are.
Okay.
And it sounds like you have more options than what you may be aware of, and I'm happy to work with you to make sure you maximize your ability.
That, yeah.
So we can talk afterwards and make sure you get hooked up with her. And it sounds like Sarah's been doing a good job at it, and that's probably who I would have you.
She's very good.
Yeah, have you work with.
We'd be delighted to have someone from Bureau of Housing and Community Development attend any meeting that Commissioner Leonard sets up and just also walk you through the options that we're aware of.
So how about if we plan on that as the next step after this and then see if we can help you get through that process? Great. Thank you.
Just for the record, I'm 75.
35.
Very nice. 75. Thank you.
Well, it would, you know, it would take a non-productive piece of property and make it productive again. Everybody wins. Otherwise, everybody loses.
Absolutely.
The city loses. The state loses. The real estate tax company loses. I mean, everybody loses.
I think we can get to the place you're comfortable with. So,
okay. Thank you.
Is that it for the testimony?
That's all who signed up.
Did report. I need a motion.
Move to accept the staff report.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye.
We're adjourned until next week.
Randy.
We don't know what's going to go below as we hear all kinds of stuff. Nobody told us anything. Except that she gave